WHDD presents Susan Says.
The ill-conceived and embarrassingly performed reenactment of two of the great TV shows ever, All in the Family and The Jeffersons, was a shock to me. Norman Lear must have wanted one last blast, but Jimmy Kimmel's reenactment of, and it was with modern-day stars hamming it up and exaggerating like shuck and jive, it was shockingly bad. It's ABC's revenge on CBS, I guess, who wouldn't do it to themselves. Jamie Foxx, as George Jefferson, particularly embarrassed me and himself. He had St. Vitus dance as a character choice. Wanda Sykes was the only performer who made her role, well, real. Seeing Marla Gibbs was great, but the rest, including Will Ferrell and Kerry Washington, were part of what was sadly a minstrel show. I'm sorry, I'm appalled. The reality and importance of those shows was of the time, and to do it again as an out-of-control parody was ridiculous. The directors, two of the top, who I won't name, need to have their union cards taken away. It was unreal, and I'm sorry to have seen it. Then, a short documentary with the real deal put it further to shame, showing the great perfect cast. Woody Harrelson is no Carol O'Connor, to put it mildly. Marissa Tomei is a fluttery weirdo in constant motion, makes the great Gene Stapleton spin, I bet. Yuck and ick. The point that the issues are still alive today was lost in this silly, downright insulting choice. Why? Why was it made? Plus, Jennifer Hudson, the great singer, was doing something verging on insulting with the theme song, Moving On Up. What was that? Moving On Down to me. You don't mess with perfection, people. Please, please, please don't do the Mary Tyler Moore Show with some blonde ditz or worse, Lady Gaga playing her, or I will scream even louder.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.